Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Wednesday, November 27th. South Bruce OPP say they've laid charges after what they describe as a hate-motivated incident on a school bus. Police say last Wednesday at about 4:45 in the afternoon, they received a report of an altercation between two students on the bus. Police say the accused brandished an edged weapon and used racial slurs toward the victim. A 17-year-old was arrested and is charged with assault with a weapon, uttering threats, intimidation, and public incitement of hatred. The Festival of Northern Lights in Owen Sound has been dealing with unprecedented vandalism this year. Power boxes have been destroyed, light controllers damaged, and some displays and signs smashed, defaced, and toppled. Festival Chair Jamie Walpole.
We just wanted to let the community know what we were facing. And if you see some lights out, we're trying our best to keep them all going.
Walpole says volunteers spent the past weekend making repairs, and while the unrelenting vandalism this year is discouraging, they won't be deterred by it. He says if you notice someone damaging a display, don't approach them, but contact Owen Sound Police or report it to the festival. You can find their email address on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The Aaron Eldersley Community and Business Association is holding its first Christmas lights contest this year. They're encouraging those who like to decorate their homes and businesses to let their creativity shine this season. The focus will be on decorating the exterior of your building. There will be four categories: best residential, commercial, rural property, and people's choice. The aim is to make it an annual event. The deadline to submit a photo of your Christmas light entry is December 16th. You can find out how to do that on our news page or on the Aaron Eldersley Community and Business Association Facebook page. A man missing in BC's backcountry for 5 weeks has been found alive. The 20-year-old was reported missing October 17th after failing to return from a 10-day camping trip. He survived sub-zero temperatures and snow and was weak when workers who were grading the area around natural gas wells found him. He's now in hospital in Fort Nelson. That's a look at news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. There were only two games in the NHL last night. Montreal lost 3-2 in overtime against Utah. Habs had only 13 shots on goal in a game that went to overtime. That's their lowest total in almost 15 years. Help is on the way. Patrick Laine could play tonight against his former team in Columbus. Jake DeBrusk had success against his former team. He scored the winner for Vancouver and Boston. Canucks have won 8 straight road games. They'll try to make it 9 tonight in Pittsburgh in one of 15 games. Leafs are in Florida. Toronto's 7-1 since Austin Matthews got injured. He practiced yesterday, and there's a chance he returns tonight. The World Series champs just got better. Reports are the Dodgers have signed Blake Snell to a 5-year, $182 million deal, and the Calgary Stampeders acquired quarterback Vernon Adams from BC. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL, a Midwest Division battle for the Owen Sound Attack tonight as they play on the road against the Erie Otters. You can hear all the action live from Erie, Pennsylvania on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structures pregame show at 6:30. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy today with a chance of flurries, a light breeze, a high of 2. Cloudy tonight, -2, the wind chill -5. A chance of flurries or rain on Thursday, breezy and a high of 3 degrees. Right now it is 2 degrees in Tobermory, -1 in Walkerton, and it is 2 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.